Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about faith in general, and in particular it is about the reality and truth of faith and what is true faith. As you know, we have many verses in the Holy Quran which have been in which the topic of faith or iman have been discussed. By way of example, there's a famous verse in which God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Bedouins say, we have faith. Say, you do not have faith yet. Rather, say, we have embraced Islam. For faith has not yet entered your hearts. Which is a verse that clearly indicates that faith and iman is not simply something verbal. It is not acquired by the proclamation that God is one and His Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Rather, faith is something subsequent to it. It requires a certain amount of effort and diligence. And this is exactly the same thing that has been echoed in this beautiful hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The Prophet said the following: everything has a reality. Inna li kulli shay'in haqiqatan. And a servant will never reach the reality of faith. Everything has a reality, everything has a truth behind its behind the words or the apparent nature of that thing. There's a certain reality behind it. What is the reality of faith? The Prophet said that a servant will never reach the reality of faith until he acknowledges that whatever afflicts him would never have missed him, and whatever has missed him would never have afflicted him. This is something that, you know, a lot of us lose sight of. If we believe in God and that He is the creator of the universe and that all things are in His hands ultimately, we shouldn't say that, you know, if something happens to us, that if we would have done such and such a thing, it perhaps, you know, we would not have been afflicted with it, or it would not have happened. And conversely, if something hadn't happened, doesn't happen to us, sometimes we say, oh, if I had done this or that, it might have happened. Whereas if we embrace the idea that, you know, God is the ultimate creator and cause of everything in this universe, then this is something that we should avoid saying. This is a part and, you know, a corollary and a concomitant of faith in God and His being the ultimate creator of the universe and the being in whose hands the affairs of the universe lies. It's perhaps for this reason that the Prophet also said, faith is inner knowledge by means of the heart, attestation with the tongue, and action with the limbs. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reality of faith in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma.
صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صلِّ على محمد وآل محمد